to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we've been doing having a lot of people coming in and talking about strength training and basically like, do we have strength training? And we do. We have lots of strength workouts and exercises in the RunnerX membership. And we have just launched the app. If you're getting this after basically June 1st-ish, go to your Google Play or your Apple Store and search RunRX, all one word, Academy, and you'll see our little logo and come on in. It's completely free. Yes, there are things you can pay for, but a vast majority of it's going to be completely free. And you'll be able to get the answers to some of these questions, some strength training that you can do, some self-care, some drills. But the point that you and I wanted to talk about today is people are like, well, I need to work on my core, or I need to work on my strength in my butt or my hamstring. They want to do one body part and they don't realize that that's not what our strength is there to do. That's not what any strength should be doing, right?
Correct. You know, I have to laugh because I owned a gym for 17 years and I had a guy that came through and he said, well, what day do y'all do calves? I said, well, every day.
Every day,
said,
yeah.
And he said, well, I only do calves on Tuesday. So I always thought, well, how do you take off the rest of your body while you're working that one body part?
And then how do you not work your calves when you're working your glutes or your hamstrings, right? you don't connect with them at all.
It was just funny. So that's just been a running joke in my family household that, oh, it's Tuesday, I'm doing calves. But guys, like, it's just because that's the way weightlifting started. And,
yeah.
And this has always been the big divide, by the way. So I'm 54. I joined a gym when I was 15 years old, Gold's Gym. And my trainer was like training for bodybuilding. Like he was, competing in a bodybuilding competition. And I wanted to learn how to lift weights. I didn't want to just do the machines. I wanted to do the weights. And so I was really lucky because he taught me how to squat. He taught me how to bench. He taught me how to press overhead. And he said, these are the basics and you have to learn these and then you learn the other things. And he, like I said, was training for bodybuilding. So he was like on, you do legs, how did it go? Legs, back, by chest, shoulder, try. That's how you train.
Yeah.
And by the way, a lot of people listening, that's still what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when you're training for bodybuilding, sure you do. You have to, because you're training for bodybuilding. I don't want to build muscle. I want to be strong for running. And it's a very different conversation because does doing a really heavy weight lift help me in my run? Maybe, but maybe not. I can squat pretty heavy, but it doesn't really help me run unless I understand, you know, how to move in my run and how to move well. Squats themselves absolutely help a runner. And this is really important, guys, because what we're starting to hear from is older runners that are coming in and saying to me, I need to work on my hamstrings or my core or what, or my hip or whatever area in their body they feel is weaker. Right?
Right.
And then I have to go back to, and this is fun, guys. Here's a good thought. How many muscles do you use when you run? All of them. So you have like 600, you have 600 plus muscles in the body. And during, and this is why running is so great. So in running, you use them all. Can you imagine trying to isolate and control 600 plus muscles? That would be
I know
crazy.
We have people that try to. They come in the membership and they try to control them.
They try to control.
And so that is part of the issue, right?
Right. So I'm like, and here's the best part though, because we teach you, of course, you have to have a strong core. Of course, you have to be strong. The challenges that we have for you is we want you to just be strong in your own body weight.
Right.
Like you need to be strong standing. You need to have balance. You need to have strength. You need to have agility. And it needs to be full body because when you run, your body is working together as one body weight, as one unit. So then you want to think of yourself as that. You're a balanced body. So then that doesn't mean we don't work different muscles and things like that. It just means if you start thinking of your body that way, then you start thinking of exercise that way. Like when I teach you how to squat, we're going to teach you how to hold your squat position, how to hold your line, how to breathe, how to activate the muscles. And this is so exciting because when you start to learn movement is movement rather than body parts, then squats aren't scary anymore.
Yeah.
Running's not scary anymore. Right.
Right.
And
right.
then I don't have these limitations like, well, I can't run because I have weak glutes. My hips yeah. don't, my glutes don't fire or my hips are weak. And guys, I've been, let's see. I always like to say my age, but because I'm so old, I get excited about it. yeah, you laugh, but I used to be young and people would say to me, Valerie, when you get old, your knees are going to really hurt. And I'm old and they don't hurt. So yeah. I'm like, guys, don't be limited in thinking that you need to strengthen areas. We want to strengthen your whole body. So right. we give you full body strength workouts. And you should learn with just your body weight. You need to learn to move just your body first before you mm-hmm. add dumbbells or barbells or any of that stuff. Even bands. First, just body weight.
Right.
Then you can add all the fun stuff. Just like running. First, just learn how to run. Then you can buy the fun gears and shoes and all that stuff is fun because then you know how to use it and it
right.
has a benefit, right? And guys, it's ladies and fellas, both, everybody, anybody that's listening, as you get older, it gets so much more important to strength train because strength is what you need to hold your body weight. Just
right.
holding your upper body lifted, 68% of your body weight is from your hip to your head, with your head being the heaviest.
Yes.
So, but it doesn't make sense to say, I only need to strengthen my stomach. It makes,
yeah.
right? What about
right.
your postural muscles? What about your lats? What about your, you know, just your, you see what I mean? Like if you start
yeah.
to think about muscles, they all need to be strengthened because I need to use them all in my run. So if you're out there separating body parts, guys, start to think first, as long as I'm doing my foundational strength with my body weight and I'm doing all my body, then yeah, go do whatever you want. So I keep telling people, remember that what we have with RunRx is your foundation strength. Like, do you know how to do a squat or even a glute bridge? Do you know how to squeeze your glutes?
Right. And that's what's so funny is like, it's not even just, do you know how to squeeze your glutes or do you know how to squat? Because everybody's like, oh yeah, I know how to squat. Do you really? Like, you know
yeah.
how to sit.
No,
but you know how to right, but you know how to squat. Like I'm saying, you know how to, you don't realize that when you're doing a squat, you're not doing what you would should be doing. Is what it was the biggest thing I learned is that you're doing something different, and without realizing it, you're causing yourself more injury and more pain. And that's what I found was and I stopped hating. I used to hate to do squats, right? Well, it was because I wasn't doing them right. And pretty much everything that I used to hate. Push-ups, squats, jumping rope. We've told that story many times before. When you correct the movement and help me modify, like with push-ups, I have the band to assist, right? But I'm not doing it necessarily on my knees. I'm just letting the band help me as I build up arm strength, right? And it's just so profound in my ability to actually enjoy it again.
Right. I mean, this is what's so fun for me, by the way, because, and guys, just so you know, like I coach in a parking lot and I also coach at a CrossFit. And to me, I don't care. I can coach you anywhere in a parking lot, in a CrossFit, like the Dr. Seuss book. And
yeah.
I used to work at really fancy gyms with the lines of equipment and people would pay me to show them how to use a machine. And I always say, don't waste your money on a machine when you have me to show you how to use yourself.
Right.
I kid
then
you not.
You can do those exercises at home.
Well, and this is my thing because I do love toys. I have a gym at home. I mean, I love it. I tell people that, but first and foremost, let me see you move, right? Like,
yeah.
I want you to know how to squat and how to do this. And I'm just using the word squat. We can say push-up,
right.
We can say whatever. And I'm like, I don't even want you to do a push-up till you know how to do shoulder taps. Like, where's your progression of these things? And all they tell women, get on your knees if you can't do a push-up. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're learning nothing. That's not learning anything. So I work on, guys, I'm telling you, you start to work on learning how to work with your body and how to work with your whole body. Because as women, our strength is in our hips. Yeah. I teach you how to do push-ups and use your hips to help you. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, this is a whole different movement than what I thought it was. Push-ups don't have to hurt your neck. See, running doesn't have to hurt your knees. So when I talk about strength, and that's important, I'm not talking about like I want to be able to lift a bunch of weight. I want to be able to hold my body weight and then run however far I want to run. And so much of that does come from strength training. So we have to get away from thinking of strength training as like lifting or getting bulky. I think that's a big fear too. And guys, as we get older, ladies especially, it's not like we have to do things different because we're older. In fact, we have to do more. We have to warm up more. We have to do more elasticity work. We have to work on our form even more as we get older because we have to make sure we're going to be moving well as we move. We don't have as much grace.
Right. That's what it comes down to.
You make a mistake, you don't even feel it. When you're 50, you make a mistake, you wear it for 3 weeks.
Yeah, you can make a mistake just sneezing, right?
Yeah, right. So, and it's fun. And I wanted to bring this up because I'm having so much fun with it. I run almost every day. I run usually, if I'm not running, I'm at least doing running drills. I'm a mover. You know, I work out all the time. And as I get older, what I have to respect more is the warm-up, the strength, the recovery. And that's what I'm filming today for our YouTube, for our app, for the channel, is a great recovery after you've done your run. And you can do it anytime. And the stuff we're giving you is stuff you can do at home and start to really feel like what your body has been missing, you know, and you start to put the strength back into your routine, not thinking I have to go to the gym and lift weights, but just using your own body weight. I'm telling you, it's going to change the way you feel about your movement.
Absolutely. So guys, if you haven't already, go to the app store and get into the app. And you might be thinking, but Caroline, I watch you guys on YouTube. And yes, we're going to bring the deep dives and some of the libraries in from YouTube into the app. You can still subscribe to the YouTube. I love that. But the reason why we're doing the app is because I noticed when I'm trying to watch YouTube, you know, we get monetized, people get money by ads running through. So it will like totally disjoint me in what I'm looking at, right? Or what I'm watching or what I'm listening to. So by bringing that over to the app, that gives you the ability to, you know, screencast it up to your computer or to your display in your house. And you can just do the workout with that, or you can listen to it without the interruption of ads. That's the big thing. But it also gives you one place to get everything. We're really trying to make it like we'll have what we've done there is we put in a warm-up and an active recovery, but there's so many things. Like the warm-up is just those bare essentials. We're going to do more warm-ups. Okay. Maybe you're tired of doing those same three things. Well, let's do some other warm-ups, but they're all about running. This is a running centric app. And that's what's so cool. It's going to be things like cadence, triathlon training. How do you train on a bike? How do you do pole swimming? All of that stuff that we talk about in our podcast will be basically videos in this app. So I hope you will join the app. I hope you'll like and subscribe on YouTube. I hope you'll like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast and you're listening to this. We just want you to be part of the community because it really is a small but growing community. And we hope that if you have any questions or something is unclear, put a comment in on any of our social channels or email support@runnerx.fit. And we'll take care of it. We'll do a video or do a podcast on it. We would love to hear from you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.